mají tě v ohrádce, za mříště vsadili. Andělé z Brixenu, co vzývají násilí, pohádka pro děti.
Former dissident playwright turned president Václav Havel remains one of the country's most well-known and most respected figures, both at home and abroad, whose rise to office had the making of both fairy tale and absurdist drama. In the early 1990s, Vanity Fair published a famous piece about Mr. Havel as a president unlike any other, a man with a scooter to zip through the corridors of Prague Castle, a president who invited Frank Zappa to the capital, in short, a head of state no one had seen before. But that was only a fleeting glimpse. Now, a new documentary reveals much more from Mr. Havel's years in office. Shot over more than a decade, Citizen Havel captures never-before-seen backroom dealings, moments of political drama, as well as comedy and personal history. Included is his relationship to his first wife, Olga, communication with the public, there are moments of quiet relaxation at the country house. Above all, there is Havel the person, not just the public persona. Ladislav Špaček was spokesman and the head of the castle press office during the Havel years. He says a documentary like this one is a rare thing.
It was a very extraordinary project because there are no many politicians who are able to light a camera so close to them. I was really surprised when I came to the Prague Castle that he would like to make or to participate in a film like this. Very soon I understood that this is a really very rare project and I must do all my best to fulfill his desire and desire of Pavel Kautecký.
Citizen Havel was the brainchild of respected Czech filmmaker Pavel Kautecký, who worked on it for years, but died tragically in 2006 before the project was fully completed. Until then, countless hours of material had accumulated. Filming first began shortly before Mr. Havel was newly elected as the president of the Czech Republic in 1993, following the peaceful breakup of Czechoslovakia. Mr. Kautecký's colleague, producer Jarmila Poláková, recalls the filmmaker's original inspiration.
Pavel Kautecký chtěl točit nějakou osobnost, která...
Pavel Kautecký wanted to film the transformation of a person who had been politically active before, but not a politician, to show how the office might change him. He wanted to see whether political power would have an effect. So we discussed it, and because I had some contacts, we decided to pitch the idea. We knew from the start filming would be long-term, but of course we couldn't know it would last quite as long as it did.
Dlouhodobé natáčení sběrnou metodou.
Jarmila Poláková says the early years after the Velvet Revolution were indeed remarkable, a sharp break with the past that was fascinating precisely because it saw non-politicians like Mr. Havel suddenly come to the fore. She agrees, especially in the early years, he was unusually informal, a style he has more or less retained. Many observers will find Mr. Havel's approach both fresh and extraordinary. The film reveals moments where he is serious, but also playful and self-deprecatory. In one scene, he practices an acceptance speech, and then he jokes after his election.
Oni mi řeknou, že jsem byl zvolen prezidentem, a co já mám říct? Děkuji vám za informaci.
A končí kamaráčafty. Teď bude pořádek.
Equally fascinating are the backroom meetings. Mr. Havel, surrounded by his closest advisors, discussing everything from matters of state to his wardrobe to photo opportunities. As a rule, security issues were always left off camera. Ladislav Špaček makes clear this was understood, but even so, it was his and his colleagues' task to never forget the camera was running.
We were officials, state officials, and we were responsible for everything what had occurred at the Prague Castle. So we couldn't forget camera around us. And some of them were very careful when camera came to the room. And you could notice in the film that nobody speak except president. Nobody speak when Pavel Kautecký was in, because we realized that we are advisors to president, and we should to say our opinions to him, not to publicity, to public.
Still, enough of their dialogues do come through, with some, like Mr. Spacek or the former head of Mr. Havel's office, Ivan Medek, coming across as the sharpest but also most likable of political hawks. As for Mr. Havel?
Well, I think the film will show how is the president in his genuine face. President was presented only on TV news like a politician, just short sentences. But now we can look at him in the kitchen, in his private flat, in his house, the meeting with colleagues, the meeting with friends. We follow his sense of humor, and we can see that the president is not just a politician, but a multi-potential personality. And I think this is this case when one myth that president is just a politician thinking just of political talks is destroyed.
Vážená vládo, vážení hosté, rád bych byl dobrým prezidentem. Zatím to nevyluzuje zvuky. To je nějaký šmejt. It is Czech made product.
For many viewers, Citizen Havel will be another chance to revisit the years gone by, many of the most important moments both in Mr. Havel's career, but also in the state of the country. There are the elections, the fall of the right-of-center Civic Democrat-led government, Mr. Havel's battles with illness, and his second marriage. Many moments in Mr. Havel's life are seen anew, for the first time, but the film also captures a broader tableau that will have some viewers recalling where they were when it all happened. What was it like to re-experience the past for someone who was at the center of it all? Ladislav Špaček again.
Well, it is like an engine of time or something. I can go back 15 or 10 years ago, and it's a very, very good feeling for me that I'm present at the talks or situations, and I know how they will end. It's for us people around president and for him himself, it's very moving to see it. But for viewers, for people in the cinema, is more important personality of Václav Havel itself. But we see it through our emotion, not only our thinking or memories. We are really, really moved, and sometimes I had tears in my eyes.
It has to be said, it can have been easy for those involved in the project to finish it after filmmaker Pavel Kotecký's death. Eventually, editor and director Miroslav Janek was asked to complete the film, sifting and choosing from 70 hours of material to bring Citizen Havel to the screen. Critics will say he did an admirable, even excellent job, especially under the circumstances. We'll never know how exactly Mr. Kotecký himself intended to put it all together, but Mr. Janek's use of the material unravels a curious and personal narrative that peeks behind the political curtain. Producer Jarmila Poláková again.
Tak za prvé můj první pocit byl, že jsem tomu nevěřila.
I couldn't accept that Pavel Kotecký wouldn't complete it. We'd been working on another project together as well, and his death was incomprehensible to me. I knew that I couldn't just leave all the material in boxes, that it couldn't be left unfinished.
Mně by to bylo jakoby i vůči Pavlovi. Chtěla jsem to dokončit. Mají tě v ohrádce, za mřiště vsadili.